we're focused with God, then, and our hearts set on Him, then we're going to have a transformed life by the power of God, not by our own efforts or strength, but it's by focusing with the Father, going to Him with all of our hearts and trusting Him and doing the things that He puts in our hearts. So my heart, I've been sharing with you all about connections, about the importance of connections in the past, and I shared about how when I really understood where God wanted me to connect, and when I did it on God's direction and what God showed me to do, then really my life transformed also. And when I come back from India, it was a different Lawrence. It was Lawrence Christ rather than Lawrence Tor. God had just been blessing me and opening up doors for me, bringing people to me and me to people, and bringing the humble hearts, the people that really desire to move for God and live for God. We know we don't see in the scriptures the word connecting, but that doesn't mean to say it's not there. It doesn't mean to say that the concept of connecting is not there. And so someone who receives the inspired words from God is someone that receives those words gladly and then puts those words to work in their life. That's receiving the word with meekness, that's retaining it with conviction, and that's releasing it with all boldness. See, the people that are connecting with you, or you're connecting to, the encouragement they're giving, you're implying that instruction and that wisdom, because that wisdom's from God. And when you do that, you start to get the results that God says you can have in your life. And God wants us to have great results. He wants us to live in happy Phil. He wants us to walk down wealthy road off prosperous cul-de-sac. He wants us to be blessed and encouraged and free in our hearts every day. Despite any challenges, they're nothing before God. And if God is for us, then who can be against us? We will always come up smelling of roses. We'll always be victorious. So if we only ever receive what we're learning, and we only hear what we're learning, we just become full of knowledge with little or no results. But God wants us to know and get the great results He says we can have and manifest them in our life, and the blessings that He's given to us through Christ. You know, Abraham was a blessed man. God made a covenant with Abraham. He made an agreement, an arrangement, which God doesn't break. And in Numbers 23:19, God says that God is not a man that He should lie, neither the son of man that He should repent. Have He not said it, and shall He not do it? Or have He spoken, and shall He not make it good? See, what God says He's going to do, He makes good on it. God watches over His word to perform it. And when that word is living in our heart, and we're governed by that, you know, we're not governed by the world and what the world has to say, then we're going to be in great standing, and we're going to walk in great blessings of God that He wants. So God is not a man that He should lie. You can also check that out in Timothy 1:2. You can also read that in Hebrews 6:18. So God has, you know, completed there in the scriptures. Look, He doesn't lie. And what He says He's going to do, He's going to do. And if we come into line with God's wisdom, God's logic, God's understanding, God's heavenly words, then we're going to be really, really blessed. And God wants us to totally trust Him. He wants us totally to depend upon Him. And it says in the scriptures also in 1 Corinthians 1:20 that all the promises of God are yes in Christ and yes in Him. Amen to the glory of God. God is faithful, and like I said, He watches over His word to perform it. So I personally know there are great benefits to connecting to people that are walking with God. They're walking by the Spirit, they're living in the Spirit, they're speaking by the Spirit, and they're led by the Spirit, and they're faithful men and women, and they're fruitful. We want connections where people are walking with God, and they're faithful, and they're fruitful. And God has shown me through the many connections I've had through the years where I benefited and where I haven't benefited through these connections. So it's not just about connecting. We can connect anywhere. There's many churches, many fellowships, many believers, but God wants us connected where we're going to be benefited, and where we can also benefit others, and where we can be fruitful, and that we're humble, and that we can receive His words, and that we can do them from our heart. We want to be benefited. Everyone wants to be benefited. And we also want to be able to benefit others. And it's through our connections, it's through our associations, where we can be really blessed and moved when they're God associations, when they're God connections, and we can be blessed and increase and prosper. See, we've been blessed and empowered to prosper and increase in every area of life. God made that connection with Abraham, and at the end of his life, Abraham was blessed in all things. He was blessed spiritually, he was blessed mentally, physically, financially, in every category he was blessed, and he was full of years, and he was blessed. Or we can have connections where we don't benefit, and we don't grow, and we don't move ahead. And see, this covenant that God made with Abraham, these blessings are ours. The blessings of Abraham have come upon us through the accomplished works of Jesus Christ. And if you look at the blessings of Abraham and in his life and the connections that God made for him, then you look at his son Isaac. Isaac was very, very blessed, okay, because God kept covenant with Isaac also. The covenant he made with Abraham, that he would be blessed and that, you know, his seed would be multiplied, he would be great in the earth, carried on with Isaac. And there was a time where I've shared this before, where there was a famine in the land and everyone was going to Egypt. Everyone was going there because that's where the things were healthy. But God said to Isaac, don't go to Egypt. In other words, he's saying to Isaac, don't look to Egypt as your source of supply. You look to me and you sow in this land where there's a famine. And we understand God's great nature. So whether there's a famine, whether there's a drought, whether it's bad economical situations, because of that blessing, we will be blessed. We will prosper in those situations. So God is just an amazing God. So all those blessings of Abraham have come upon us. You can check that out in Galatians. So what we do, we look at what the scriptures say about connections. Although we don't see the word connection or connecting in the scripture, it doesn't mean that we don't connect to anyone or where we should connect. So everyone has some type of connections. There's connections in the families, there's connection in with our friends, there's connection in our workplaces. We can have great connections and good connections, and we can have bad connections. Whether we like it or not, we are influenced. See, we are influenced through our connections, who we connect with. And if we're close to certain people that are good people, that are godly people, that, you know, living from the place of the Spirit, and they're living in relationship with God, we're going to pick up the good things about them. Or we can hang out with unbelievers or people that are not fully focused with God and pick up those bad points and that bad way of thinking and speaking. But the more we get around those that are prospering with God and walking with God, the more we can learn, the more we can grow, the more we can flourish. And God wants his children to have the best connections, and he knows the people we need in our life that will help us in this life and the calling that God's got on our life. Because God's got a great calling on your life. You are blessed. And he wants us to be fully fruitful and successful. So the subject in the scriptures is massive. And in the world we live is all about connections. They play a major role in everyone's life. So we want to understand God's heart on that subject, and it's simple and it's powerful. And when we use God's wisdom and understand the benefit of the connections, then we'll start to watch our communications, who we fellowship with, what we're listening to. Jesus Christ said, be careful what you listen to. But there's a great scripture in Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs 13:20, it says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. So when we look at the word walketh, this word walketh, it doesn't mean just walking alongside someone or walking, you know, just walking with them down the road. It means you're looking and walking with them in the course and the manner of life that they're living. So increase in another person's life. You see a person who's living a God-filled life, living by the Spirit, walking by the Spirit, they're talking by the Spirit of God, they're being led by the Spirit of God. Their life shows the goodness of God and the power of God being manifest in their life. And it is by walking with that person you begin to learn and grow because of their manner. And then you start to do what they do, and then you'll start to manifest what they manifest. You start to see things differently. You start to get different results in your life from the ones that you were seeing before. And this is God's good connections. And through your association with that person, you become a partaker of their grace and their blessings. So God wants you to really have and understand this point. Laban said about Jacob that he knew that he was blessed because of Jacob being in his life. So because of Jacob, Laban was really, really blessed man. And he understood that. So who we associate with can bring blessing in our life. Who we connect with can bring great blessings in our life, or they're not. So if you follow someone who's living the dark life, who's living like a double-minded life, or who's not really walking with God, but they, you know, they got a heart for God, and you know they've been a believer for many years, but they're not really moving, they're not really energetic, they haven't got that energy of God flowing through them, then that's going to rub off on you. If you hang around with drug takers, you'll end up probably taking drugs. Or people that sell it, they'll probably talk you into selling it. Or if you hang out with people that like the drink, you'll end up being liking the drink. You know, getting drunk and, you know, getting into all sorts of trouble, right? Not, there's nothing wrong with drink, all right? When it's done in moderation and, you know, when it's done with heart and it's a blessing. Or, you know, you hang around with party animals, what happens? You become a party animal. You see all the fun and everything that they're doing, which looks fun, but really it ends in misery. Or you hang around with troublemakers and people that like to fight, you'll end up being like them if you continue to be with them. So you'll become like what you hang around with. You'll become like who you connect with. You are what you look at, as they say. So I think you get the point. And you see the importance of connections just by some of the things I've said. Who we associate with and who we connect on a consistent basis has everything to do with how your life will turn out. So in 1 Corinthians 4:16, Paul says, "Where I beseech you, be followers of me." Paul was saying, look, you guys, you imitate me. The Apostle Paul was saying, imitate my manner of life, my conduct. The things that I do, the way I live, follow my example. You're going to get blessed if you do. You're going to be fruitful if you do. You're going to be meat for the master's use if you do. So Paul lived his life sold out to God, and he preached the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. That was his focus. He was led by the Spirit of the living God, and he was very fruitful. He was very faithful. He was very bold. That's someone that we want to emulate. That's someone whose life that we can follow, like the Lord Jesus Christ. Imagine being connected with him if he was living and walking today. If we connected with him, if we listened to his words, if we done what he encouraged, we would be very benefited, just like the disciples were, his 12 that were close to him. Hebrews 6:12 says that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. So the scriptures show us to follow or imitate those who walk and live for God, and they live by faith, and they're looking to God, and they're being fruitful. When we see and know someone who is walking with God and living unto God, and we see them getting the results God wants them to have, we want to have that ourselves. So to be a great person is to connect with and to follow and imitate those people. If you want to become great, hang around great people. If you want to be fruitful, hang around fruitful people. If you want to be prosperous, hang around with people that understand prosperity and know how to handle their money and their finances and where to put it to work. When we look at the lives of other people, we can learn so much. And it takes a humble heart to do that too. So for me, when I started to connect it with Sangha, I started to receive that I became a partaker of his grace. I recognized many years ago when he used to come, me and Kim would get so blessed in every area. And sometimes we might not have so much finances when we knew he was due to come, but all of a sudden out of nowhere blessings would come that we could bless him and that we could take care of him and ourselves and the people that come with him and the people that came to fellowship with us. So there is something about this connection and transferring of blessings from other people. There's other people you can get round and you'll be alright, but it's not the same. There's no fire in it. So God wants you to have great connection, guys. And he will guide your heart where to do that. And if you can see this, and you work this with God, and you go to God about it, he's going to bless you. So from an early age up until I was about 16, I was always imitating the wrong type of people. You know, kids I hung around, And if there was someone that was good in school, like, you know, we would call them goody two shoes, teacher's pet, and we would always be getting into all sorts of trouble, me and my friends. But these kids that were, you know, really wanted to learn, really wanted to grow, they'd done really well, but me and my mates were always in trouble. So I chose the wrong connections, and it influenced my life. And I'm sure that I also influenced others in the wrong way as well, because I was going by the example that I was hanging around with. And, like, I was in a really good boarding school. It was a boarding school for naughty kids. But I got kicked out of that boarding school for being too naughty. I was too naughty for them, because I became a law unto myself. And it was because of the connections I've had, and I made wrong decisions. I'm not blaming it on the people I hung around with, but I just picked up their bad ways. And I thought it was great. I thought this was how it had to be. And anyone that lived any differently was boring. You know, when I was about 15 years old, thankfully, you know, God had other plans for my life. So that was when I was about 15, 16. So when I become, about 15 or 16, I become born again. And then I was on a pathway to a better life. God was ordering my steps. I made so many mistakes, and I had so many consequences. But thanks be unto God for his mercy and grace and his patience. And God now has given me great connections. Like Amber was saying, they made so many mistakes. They done so many wrong things, and they had connections as well. And it didn't end up blessing them. So to help me to get where I am now, it was through my latter connection when I went to India. And I'm being very blessed, and I'm learning, I'm growing with God, and I'm now in a position where I can truly be a great connection to others. Are you a great connection for other people? Will you influence people to really look to God, to encourage them to go to God? So God highlighted the importance of where I needed to be connected to grow and to multiply in all the areas of my life when I went to India on my last visit. And I finally understood where God wanted me to connect and the importance of that. Now I have so many blessings and the enlightenment from God I've got. And so now I want to communicate these truths that I've learned to others. God put it in my heart, Lawrence, you share with people what works. And I can only do that if I know what works, because I've been doing that. I use my connections and I follow the example in front of me. You know, I stay connected. My first connection is to God through my Lord Jesus Christ. I go directly to God and I ask him what he wants me to do. And when he shows me to give Sangate a call, I'll give Sangate a call. If he shows me to call someone else, I'll call someone else. I do what God puts in my heart. And then when I'm connected, there's wonderful things being shared with me. My heart is open to receive those words and to put that advice to work in my life so it benefits me. And I know when it's benefiting me, then I can communicate that to others. And I can say, look, guys, if you do this, it will work. You will get blessed. You just need to be faithful. You just need to be trusting. And you just need to be looking to God. In 1 Corinthians 15:33, there's a great record. It says, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. 1 Corinthians 50:33 in the Amplified says, do not deceive. Bad company corrupts good morals. In the Living Bible translation, the same verse says, don't be fooled by those who say such things. You have to look at the context of what they were saying. If you listen to them, you will start acting like them. What a great translation. See, who you start listening to is who you're going to start acting and speaking like. 1 Corinthians 15:33, the expanded version of the Bible says, do not be fooled. Don't be deceived, misled. Bad friends or company will ruin good habits, character, and morals. How powerful is that? You know, when you watch a film, like if you watch a TV series, you might see some really good characters in the film, some really funny characters, you know, like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. I love that stupid film. I mean, it really was a stupid film, but it was so funny. And I would go around acting like Jim Carrey, thinking I was so funny. you know, or we might see a film of gangsters and we start acting like we're gangsters and, you know, we got it all together and we're the tough men. You know, what you look at, you become. It has an influence on you and it can influence the things that you do in your life. So we want connections where we can follow great examples. If you follow those that are walking by the power of God and prospering and have many, many laborers and you speak heavenly words, guess what? That is going to rub off on you. That is going to influence you for good. That is going to encourage you and build you to the point that you can be that influence to someone else. Like Amber and Danny, when they come, they're humble, they're meek, and you know, they just turn up and then we just start talking and they're listening. I didn't even realize they're hanging on to what I'm saying. They're listening to every word. I got to be an example to them and a good one. I got to watch my manner of life. I got to watch my conduct. Like I said, you've heard the saying, what you look at, you become. Who you hang out with, you'll be like. So if you hang out with wise men, like it says in Proverbs 13:20, guess what? You're going to be wise. And if you do what they do, you'll become wise. Okay, but if you hang out with fools, you won't go unpunished. You'll get your just rewards from that. To follow someone not only means you know what they teach, but you receive those teachings and do them. If Sandgate wanted me to go somewhere, I could go and represent him. Because I've drawn close to the man. I have travelled Europe with the man. I have travelled around India with the man. I've travelled to Nepal with the man. I've stayed in his home. I've been with him many times through the years. So I know his manner of life. I know his conduct. I could get into my mind when I'm in a situation ministering. Or it just comes to me, okay, like Sandgate would say this. You know, and that's how God works with me. And so then God is inspiring me. It's God working in me. But I've had a good example that I followed. So I can go and represent Sandgate if he said, Lawrence, could you go to so-and-so for me because I'm really tight. And that's what we should be able to do for one another. We should be able to represent one another because if we're walking that godly life, if our minds are set on Christ, if we're walking by the Spirit, then we're going to have that same manner and heart because our dedication is to God. Our heart is open to him. We really want to encourage and do what God is leading us to do. We want to see other people come from darkness to light. We want to see other believers mature and grow and become fruitful. 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul says, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Paul says here, imitate me, even as I am of Christ. Now, what a great connection, an example to follow. Paul was given the greatest revelation given in the new administration of Christ in us, the hope of glory, our heavenly seated position, and he walked this, he lived this, and he lived the life that Christ would have lived, right? He was a great example. He made some mistakes as well, but what a great man to follow. Philippians 3:17 says, brethren, again, this is what Paul is saying, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so as you have us for an example. No, mark the man that is walking by the Spirit, and the woman. Mark them. Look at their examples. Look at that, their conduct. Look at their manner of life. Look how they walk with God, how they speak for God, how bold they are. And how free they are to speak these wonderful truths. 1 Thessalonians 1:6 says, and you, this again, and Paul says, and you became followers of us and of the Lord. So they followed them, they became followers of them and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. 1 Thessalonians 1:7-8 says, verse 7 says, so that you are an example to all those believe in Macedonia and Achaia. These guys became an example because they had an example to follow. They received the sound words. Paul was speaking by the Spirit. He was giving a lot of new revelation. He was bringing a lot of old truths into perspective for them to understand and see the heart of God. Verse 8 says, For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad that we need not speak anything. So these guys so followed the example of Paul and Timothy, Silas, all the other guys with them, that they were just walking with God, and these ministers, Paul, Timothy, Sight, didn't even have to say anything. They so represented them, like it, even if it was Paul speaking. Just like Paul represented Jesus, even as if Jesus was speaking. Philippians 4:9 says, "Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me." They had to observe his life to do that. They had to be around him to do that. He says, "Those things which you have both learned, received, and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." It's very simple. Hebrews 13:7, "Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow." So they've had to be around them to hear the word of God spoken to them, the words from God, and they had to see their faith in action. "Whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation or their behavior." Consider their behavior. Although the word connection is not used, it doesn't mean to say connection or connection is not important. To think otherwise is foolish. Where you connect is very important. What is the definition of the word connection? So I looked it up on Google, and it says, "The act of connecting, the state of being connected, such as a casual or logical relation or sequence, the connection between two ideas. A connection is a relationship between two people or group, two things, people or groups. Plural, the noun, your connection are the people who you know or are related to, especially when they are in a position to help you." So Timothy was connected to Paul. Timothy knew Paul's manner of life and living. He knew his conduct, how Paul handled himself, how he addressed people. He knew Paul's boldness and preaching, what he liked and what he didn't like. In Acts 16, if you've got your Bibles, go there, because it's a great record to read. Acts 16:1 says, "Then came he, Paul, to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess, and believed, but his father was Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren." So Timothy was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. "Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered the decrees for them to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in faith and increased in numbers daily." So Timothy spent a lot of time with Paul. Timothy carried Paul's suitcases. Timothy prepared Paul's meals. Timothy went before him to give him, to let him know what was before him as they were going on their journey. Timothy was at Paul's beck and call. Timothy fellowshiped with Paul. Timothy probably had loads of one-on-ones with Paul and great encouragement from Paul. He also heard Paul preach, and he saw his manner in the way that he delivered the message. It's amazing. Like, these records are just amazing. 1 Corinthians 4, verses 16 to 17 says this, "Wherefore I beseech you," here he says again, "be ye followers of me." Now listen, a lot of people will get offended if I say to you now, "Look guys, you follow me because I'm moving in the right way." Do you know what? I can say it. And do you know what? If you're walking with God, you're encouraging people, you're doing those things, you can say the same thing too. But Paul was very bold. He said, "Look, I implore you, I beg you, be followers of me. For this cause have I sent unto you," who? "Timotheus, who is my beloved son." Okay, he wasn't his physical son, but he was like a son. He was like a father and son relationship. "Who's my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church." So Timothy was able to bring the people, you know, into remembrance of how Paul moved, his lived, his manner, his devotion, his dedication to God, because Timothy was with him and Timothy was like him. Timothy imitated him. Like in Ephesians, it says, you know, that we're to be followers of God, we're to imitate God. Timothy had an example right in front of him that he could follow. And he done that. He was humble. He was meek. He always had a good report about him, right? So he was able to represent Paul in Paul's absence. In Acts 19:21 and 22, it says, after these things were ended, Paul purposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must also see Rome. So he sent into Macedonia two of them that administered unto him, Timotheus and Epaphras, but he himself stayed in Asia for a season. So there were more than just one person following Paul's example, right? He could rely on other people to go and proclaim the gospel that he'd been proclaiming, and the examples that he put in front of these guys, he could entrust them to do the exact same thing. These records are just absolutely amazing. The scriptures are filled about connections and the importance of associations and the importance that God wants and is emphasizing. Look, you need to be connected, guys. You need to be connected to God, you need to be connected to the people that God wants you to be connected to. I've read you the scriptures, you can see the examples. If you can't see it, then you must be blind, but it's there, right? Philippians chapter 2, let's read verses 19 to 22. It says, but I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. But Timothy was like-minded. Timothy was connected with Paul. Timothy followed all the examples of Paul. Timothy was also led by the Spirit of God, and he walked in the power of the Spirit of God. Philippians 2:21, for all seek their own, and not the things which are Jesus Christ. Just like Amber was sharing. You know, it's not about us and our fleshly things, but it's seeking the things of God and the things which are Jesus Christ, so that we can preach this gospel powerfully and bring deliverance and instruction to God's people. Verse 22 says, but you know the proof of him, that as a son with a father, he hath served me in the gospel. Timothy was so connected with Paul that he served Paul in the gospel. He was like-minded. They were of the same mind. Verse 23, him therefore I hope to send you presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. We can just see these great records. And in 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 1, wherefore when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone. Verse 2, and sent who? Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow labourer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith. And then we can see Paul's heart with Timothy and the great connections that they had in 2 Timothy 2, chapter 3. And then I'm going to finish off round about here. So 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10 says, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, the love of God, patience. You knew my persecutions and afflictions which came to me at Antioch and in Iconium and at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. We certainly don't want to connect with guys like that, right? But, Timothy, this is what Paul's saying from his heart, inspired by God. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learnt them. So I know where I'm connected. I'm assured and I know what I'm learning. And I know that it works because I'm putting it to work. I know that connections is very important. God wants us to be connected in the right place. And there's lots in the scripture about connections. So if anyone tells you about connections, oh, you don't need to do that, it's a load of rubbish, then you're calling God's word a load of rubbish, because it's right there in the scriptures. Just that it doesn't say the word connecting connections, right? But the scriptures I read to you, the examples I gave to you, you can see it's there. You can see how powerful it is. You can see how important it is. and that God wants you to use these connections for your benefit, and he'll show you where to connect. And when God has showed you to connect to somewhere, then become humble unto God and say, okay, Father, like I did when I went to India and God showed me, you connect here, Lawrence. Okay, Father, I'll do it with all my heart, and you cover me wherever is wrong, right? Remember I said that? Since I made that committed decision to be connected, to learn from someone, and not only did I understand that Sandgate was a man of God who spoke by the Spirit of God, but that he had much fruit. He had great results. The people that were connected to him also had great fruit and outreach. And there's a continual consistency. It wasn't a fly-by-night outreach, but signs, miracles and wonders following them. And that's what I want, and that's what I'm going to have, because God has shown me where to connect. I go to God personally. I'm not running to anybody else. I'm going to God. And then as I am led by the Spirit of God, that's where I go, that's where I connect, that's where I get my doctrine from, and that's where I move in, and I want to see results. I'm in about the results. God wants us all to be fruitful, and I want results. And if it doesn't work, I don't want it. Because God's words work. He is faithful to his word. And again, don't forget about that blessing of Abraham being upon the Gentiles. Abraham was blessed in all areas. If we're not being blessed in all areas, something's up. It may be something's up with the doctrine. So, guys, I give that to you. It'll be on the website. You can go back and listen to it if you want. Get the scriptures that I've read, because there was many scriptures I went through. That's not usually my manner as of recent days. But, like, last night, God really put it in my heart that people needed to understand that what I was saying was correct about connections and connecting and where to connect. But I needed to show people from the scriptures. So I had a great night last night from 11 o'clock all the way to 5 o'clock this morning, going through those records. And you know what? I could have gone on and on and on. But my body said it's time to sleep. But anyway, God bless you guys. Consider these things that I'm saying to you. And the Lord be with you, and God bless you.